All right, so let's begin this Genesis overview. And tonight I'm not going to have you flipping through. You can, if you want to have your Bibles out, you can sort of flip through the different chapters we're going to be looking at or there. But in good preacher form, the whole thing is alliterated. You know, shoot me, I hate myself for doing it, but I'm a preacher, what can I say? Genesis 1 through 2 obviously begins with the creation. All right? Genesis 1:1, as we've said, sets the pattern for creation, revelation, and redemption. By the way, those three words are the key central things that God does to bring you into relationship with himself. It introduces us basically to the creation. First of all, the source of creation. The source of creation is from his will. It reveals his heart. Guys, do you realize when we come together to tell God how much we love him, what do? We sing and we worship. How did God show you how much he loved you? He created you. The creation around you screams the heart of God. It screams about a God who created beauty. And you know, sometimes we get very discouraged about this world, and some people that really, not to jump into millennial views, but start wondering, well, what's the kingdom going to be like? And, oh, I don't want it to be here. And I'm like, have you ever been to the Rocky Mountains? Have you ever been to the rolling hills of Ireland? This place rocks, and it's under a curse. Think what this place will be like when you can't die and it's not under a curse. Extreme sports and you can't die. How cool is that? It doesn't matter if the snow avalanches. You'll get up and go back up and try again. Guys, this world is amazing, and it screams about a God who cared about beauty and cared about things that brought pleasure to you. It shows the heart of God, the source of creation, the nature of creation. It literally comes from within himself, and it bears his life. Thirdly, the dynamic of creation is that it all comes from his image. It bears his image, therefore it is a reflection of himself. Guys, that means that everything you see around you, God put a piece of himself in that creation so that when you look at that creation, somehow you will be drawn to see the creator. The creation is a reflection of the creator. Genesis 1:1, the second word of Genesis 1:1 is the Hebrew word bara. In the beginning, God created, or in the beginning created God. And the word bara is a very interesting word because it's the type of creation that only God can do. You and I will never create like this. Because you and I can be artisans, we can be artists, we can be craftsmen, but we have to take that which already exists and do something with it. God didn't do that. God didn't use something that already existed and just fashion it. God literally, we talk about how God created the world ex nihilo. Have you ever heard this term before? If you've been in Bible college or Sunday school class, I'm sure you've heard the word ex nihilo. It means out of nothing. It means that God, the term was coined to suggest, to remind us that God isn't just a craftsman. He didn't just use pre-existing matter and do something with it, but God literally had to create the matter that he used to build everything. So he created out of nothing. I don't like that term. And I want to tell you why. Because I understand the good intentions of those who use it, but it's not accurate. Because the Bible does not say that God reached out into the nothingness and created. The Bible says that God reached into the only genuine something that existed, which was himself. And from within himself, he created everything you see, and that ain't nothing. Do you see the difference? The Bible over and over and over again stresses the fact that everything that exists in this world is not out of nothing. It's out of his heart, his will, and his mind. That means everything is filled with his life, his character, his image, so that you will see it and long to glorify God, even as Daniel read from Psalm 24 tonight. Genesis 1 and 2 tells how God filled the universe with a reflection of himself, and then breathed his own life into humanity.